I'm going to do this and try to mind him. And then I'm going to go home eat me some dinner. Amen. And I'm not going to take all this home. You say, preacher, what's going on? There's conviction in our church this morning. God's dealing with an old sinner. And I'm glad He's still dealing with sinners. Glad there's still hope for sinners today. Matter of fact, the last four times I've preached this text. Well, this is the fifth time. I'm going to try it again. I believe a man's got to do what God's got on his heart. Stand with us today. Let's honor the reading of the Word of God. Are you glad you're saved? Somebody say amen. And the angel of the Lord, in verse number 26, spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, to the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. He arose and he went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He had charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem to worship. He is returning, going home, and he was a-sitting in his chariot, and he read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit, capital, said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? I focused on that Wednesday night in a great way. Seemed as God had turned that verse in my heart. And that's all I could think about. Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I? Except some man should guide. He desired Philip. I wonder, is your desire raising up in you any yet? He desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the Scripture that he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet? Is he talking about himself or of some other man? Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. You know why? Because that's all it is to preach about this morning. What a topic. They went on their way. Came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here's water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both in the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Father, we love you today. Just trying to mind you. You know that. You know what's in our heart. God, many things we could preach today. Lord, this thing is still rising down in the billows of my soul. And I'd ask you now, would you reach your hand in a life to somebody today that I cannot do? Lord, that nobody in this building can do, but Lord, would you make them thirsty to drink today? Lord, would you do the work by the Spirit of God that only the Spirit of God can do? Realizing, Lord, we can save nobody. God, we can get nobody uncomfortable. But Lord, it's going to take the Spirit of God to do a heavenly work in our hearts and souls this morning. Help us now. I'm a needy preacher. Would you help me in the preaching this morning? Would you let us clarify the gospel and be simple in approach? Would you help us now? God, I'm a needy preacher this morning, and I need you. Would you help us? Would you save somebody in this place today? In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Thank you for standing today. This is going to be a real short message, but I do want to try to mind him. And I want to give an altar call, Miss Sherry, this morning. Verse 26, notice the challenge. I like what Brother Randy talked about this morning. Many times, God will allow a challenge to happen in our life. In verse 26, you'll find that Philip has just come out of a great revival around Samaria. Many people were getting saved, and God came upon to Philip. And He asked Philip to do something for Him. I wonder what would happen if God asked you to do something for Him that didn't make a lot of sense. Matter of fact, hold on a minute. If you're waiting for God, if you're waiting for faith to make a lot of sense to you, you're going to be waiting a long time before you get in on faith. Because faith never makes sense to me. Faith is never convenient. Some of you are waiting for faith to get convenient, but you're never going to do nothing for God as long as you're waiting for convenience. Boy, I sure am glad that He's given every man the measure of faith. And God will allow His people to do great things for Him. And like Brother Randy said, if they'll just submit to Him this morning. Well, here we see simply a challenge. Boy, God can challenge our hearts, can He not? He said, I want you to go down to Jerusalem, which is desert. Now, that don't mean nothing to you all, but if you'll look back and you study this out, there was a road that led to where He was wanting Him, but He didn't want Him to go down that road. He wanted Him to go over the mountains through the desert country to get to where He was going. God, many times, we won't take the easy way out, but God don't want us to take the easy way out. Because there are some things that Philip would learn going in the direction that God sent him. You're only going to learn the things that God wants you to have going His direction. Matter of fact, I've learned enough going my way. I done found out what I can do. I'm tired of what I can do. I'm ready to find out what the Lord Jesus Christ can do. Is anybody tired of what they're doing? Is anybody tired of what they got this morning? Well, I'm going to tell you, you can highly trust Him today. He knows what He's doing. I'm glad He's got it all mapped out this morning. And you can trust Him. Now, we notice this challenge. But in verse 27, I've already elaborated on it. I got ahead of my preaching a little bit. But a preacher can't keep that from happening when it's raising up in his heart. Not only the challenge, but look at the church. He went to church. A lot of folks go to church. A lot of religious people go to church. Let me ask you something. Has there ever been a time when Jesus has changed your life? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become anew. Has it ever been a time that your life has changed by the grace of God? I'm not asking you when you joined the church. I'm not asking you when you came to church. I'm asking you, have you ever been born again? By the grace of God. The most religious man in the pages of our Bible came to Jesus by night. He said, Rabboni, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man could do these things thou doest unless God be with him. And Jesus absolutely turned around and said this, you must be born again. Well, if Jesus said it, we better be listening to it. And so therefore we see this thing of the church in verse 27. Well, this man held a high position. He had charge of her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning. He was leaving. Look, you can't worship God in a carnal spirit. You must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Christ must live in us with His Spirit in order to communicate with Him, to worship Him in spirit and truth. So we see the challenge. We see the church. But verse 28, watch this. There's a chariot. The Bible said he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he read Isaiah the prophet. Now, I'm glad God's interested in where we're sitting. Now, if God had not took upon Himself, watch this, to burden Philip's heart to go to this chariot, what would have happened? I'll leave that a question unanswered to you today. But I want to ask you something and tell you this at the same time. God's interested in where you're sitting. Now I'm glad He's interested in where I was sitting. Because we see now that here this Ethiopian was in a chariot, sitting there, just left church. In verse 29, then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. This always amazed me about church and people getting saved, Brother John. It's always amazed me, Brother Mike, how somebody can be sitting right here, right in a bench in the middle of people, on the end of people, and the Spirit of God don't deal with them, but He's dealing with an individual. Let me tell you something. God died for individuals. God deals with individuals. And therefore, the Spirit told Philip to go join yourself to that chair. I'm glad God's got some chariots that He knows that needs some help this morning. I wonder where you're sitting. Or maybe you went through the motions of religion. Maybe you went through the motions of going to church. Maybe you went through the motions of worship. But I can tell you one thing, friend. Your worship will pick up when you get saved. Your church going to pick up when you get saved. And so he was interested in this chair. I'm glad God's interested in chariots this morning. He's interested in where you're sitting. Isn't that amazing? A God so big and so many people in this world, God was interested in one individual sitting in a chariot. You say, preacher, is God interested in me? He sure is, because He died for you. He paid the ransom for all that you could be saved. Now, not only the chariot, but in verse 30, 31, I really believe God's talking with somebody here. Notice the channel. He used a man. Verse 30, Philip ran. Philip's the channel. He ran to him and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And this is what he said. He said, do you understand what you're reading? And then in verse 31, he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Now we see not only this challenge, we see a church setting. We see this chariot, but now we see a channel. I wonder, could God use you to channel His grace through to anybody else? I'm glad God uses channels. I'm glad there was a preacher come to me one day and told to me, do you understand what you read? And have you ever been saved, is what he said. There's a channel. But in verse 32, notice there's a chapter. He said the place of the Scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so he opened not his mouth. There's a chapter. He's reading Isaiah 53 and verse number 7 where he said, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so opened he not his mouth. The Lord Jesus went there as a lamb, meek and lowly. He was not resisting the cross. But there He gave Himself for me and you. And so we find this chapter that he's reading is right in Isaiah the prophet. Boy, aren't you glad that God's Word, any place you want to open it at, God can talk to you in it. Somebody said, well, now that Bible's out of date. Mine's not, because it still talks to me. You say, preach, you can't live by that old Bible. Oh, honey, let me tell you, this is the road map for life right here. I got in my hand this morning. Boy, it's a manual. It's medicine. It's manna. It's everything that we need in our life. I mean, all of a sudden, he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and the Spirit of God come and attached to his chariot. I wonder if the Spirit of God's dealing with your chariot this morning. Matter of fact, the greatest day that you've ever had that the Spirit of God would take initiative to come and deal with you sitting in your chariot. Man, maybe he had heard it read a lot of times, but now all of a sudden it's a reading different. I've noticed preachers can preach the same sermon over and over, but honey, when the Spirit of God goes to talking to you, it'll go sounding different to you by the glory of God. The Spirit attached. He said, I want you to go to this particular chariot. And so therefore we see this channel and we see a chapter. He's reading about the Lord Jesus crucified. And then verse 34, there we find the Christ. That's something that every preacher ought to do in every page of the Bible is to find Christ. And he said in verse 34, the eunuch answered, Philip said, I pray that whom speaketh the prophet? Is he talking about himself or some other man? And boy, Philip said, oh, you just don't know who he's talking about. He said he's talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's talking about the one that's soon to come back. He's talking about one that's hung and died for you, boy. I'm glad Jesus cares. Hey, religion lets you die and go to hell, friend. But Jesus cares for a sinner. I'm glad He loves us this morning. No matter what we've done, I'm glad Calvary can save us by the grace of God this morning. Boy, I'm glad He loves rough people. I was down in Bowden here yesterday, seeing mule and wagons come down the road. I put out on Facebook, I'm glad I pastor in a redneck town. Boy, I'm glad He loves sinners today. I remember one time there's a lady found out that I went to prison. She went to this church at that time. She don't no more. The Spirit must have got to talking to her. She found out I'd go to prison as a priest. She said, you mean to tell me you're going to them bad places preaching to them kind of people? I said, ma'am, the only reason I ain't there, I didn't get caught. And that's the only reason the majority of this crowd ain't in there this morning. Ain't you glad God loves you enough? In spite of how crazy you was, in spite of how self-centered you was, He sent the gospel to your chariot. That's just like God. There's no accident. Now you say, well, preacher, that was a coincidence. He moved in the heart of a preacher some 60, 70 miles away. And all of a sudden you say, preacher, what if he'd have stopped and got a drink of water? Would he have got there right on time? He sure would. You know why he'd have got there on time? Because it was an old sinner wanting to know about the help of a Savior. And I'm going to tell you, God's in the helping business. He's in the saving business. I'm glad He's got people all around this country that's willing to tell folks about the Lord Jesus. And the devil hates any preacher that'll preach about Jesus. Boy, the love of God. Isn't that amazing how God and His grace is manifested in this? Matter of fact, let me ask you something this morning as I close. Do you think it's an accident that you've been put in this day in this church under this bed? Do you think it's an accident that God's allowed you just to stumble up in this church? Do you think it's an accident, the things that's happened in your life to bring you to where you are in your chariot this morning? You say, how old was this man, preacher? I don't know how old he was, but I can tell you what, he was of age. You say, how old have I got to be saved when the Spirit's talking to you? Because there's going to be none without excuse when you've reached that mark in your life, when you've known the difference between right and wrong. You say, what are you saying? Well, he talked about Christ. Then verse 36, thank God there was a choice. I like what he said. He said in verse 31, he desired Philip to come up and sit with him. You ever notice this? You can't push yourself on nobody. But I love getting around them folks and say, come here, preacher. I got a question for you. Come here, preacher. I got a need. I sure would love the Lord to save me. You notice this, how you can't push this on nobody. The Spirit's got to be working. Is the Spirit working in your chariot this morning? You say, preacher, I want to know something. I want to know, is the Spirit of God really working with me or not? I ask you this question. Are you troubled in your heart? Are you interested in the things of God? I've heard people saying the devil would hoodwink them. They've heard so much about you can't get saved, the Spirit deals with you. And that's exactly right. That's Bible. That's doctrine. But I'm going to tell you something. When God's knocking on your heart, friend, He's dealing with you. He's dealing with you. Matter of fact, when the gospel goes out, He's dealing with people. You've got an option. You've got a choice. And He made the right choice. He desired Philip to come in. He said, I want to know something. What I'm reading here in Isaiah 53, is he talking about himself or some other man? And there we find Christ. He starts preaching. And now we find a choice. They get in their chariot and they go down the road. And all of a sudden, he sees a hole of water there. And he said, I want to ask you something, Philip. He said, I want to be baptized. And you see what he said? Because see, here's the key to salvation. It's found in verse 37. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered, said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now I want to ask you this, and I close today. Has there ever been a time when you've been right there in your chariot and you believed on Jesus Christ? It's life-changing because it takes me to my last point. There's the change. He left out rejoicing. What happened to him? He got saved. Why y'all act like this? Some of us got saved. Boy, salvation put a smile on your face. Said he left out of the way rejoicing. Well, preacher, he had a lot of money. Yeah, but that didn't bring happiness. He had a good job. A lot of you looking for things to bring you happiness. But let me tell you, things don't bring happiness. Boy, only joy comes from Jesus. So his choice, then his change. He left out of there. I bet you when he climbed back in that chariot and he got ready to go, his horse said, "Who in the world's this?" I like what an old man said over yonder in Macedonia and Heard County one night, Brother David. I'll never forget when he got saved. He said to me, he said, "Hey!" He said, "The night I got saved, I went home. Even my milk towel looked different." It'll do it. Brother Jerry said, "When I went home, that dog had been kicking off the porch. I reached down and said, 'Hey, buddy.'" Salvation will change you. Did you know Jesus died for you? In a crowd like this, I'd ask you, I wonder how many God's talking to this morning. Man, I've tried to go every way and try to, I just couldn't get out of this. Miss Cheryl, I want you to come. You know, I don't understand why people would leave church lost. I said that last week, and I say it this week. I think maybe it's a few things, Brother Mike, the reason they do. Number one is pride. They get to thinking, this is what the devil say. Well, what will people think? Well, I can tell you what we that are saved would think. We'd think, glory, hallelujah, I'm glad God does save no sinner. Matter of fact, when it gets right down to your deathbed and you fix and open your eyes and you're going to meet God for an eternal world, I want to ask you something. You think you're going to heaven. Why do you think you're going to heaven? I'm going to take what the Bible says. You must be born again. You ever been born again? Have you accepted Christ to be your Savior? You ever believe with all of your heart Jesus was the Son of God? Wonder is God knocking on any heart this morning. I can tell you this, there's trouble here because I can feel it. Your spirit's troubled, but you don't have to leave trouble. I like what she told Miss Renee last Sunday at the altar. "Mama, what she tell you? I ain't got to dread this no more. Don't have to run anymore." Isn't that a blessing to know when you've come to Christ and He saved you, you ain't got to run no more? You know, a man gets tired, a girl gets tired running. Always hiding, running, always wondering, doubting, scared. Let me tell you, you don't have to live a life like that. Jesus saves. Jesus cares. I wonder this morning, would you come? Let Him change your life. Turn your chariot around. You say, what happened to him and his chariot? He turned his chariot around. He left out rejoicing. I'm going to get Brother David to come this morning and lead us in one of them old songs. I'm going to get everybody in the building.